Welcome back to Nachyomi. We are up to Perek Chaf Aleph, chapter 21 of Sefer Shmuel Beis. So the Perek begins by us learning that there was a 3-year famine. And when David asks Hashem why, he was told because of the fact that Shaul killed some of the Givonim. Now the Navi gives us a fascinating reintroduction in case we forgot who the Givonim were. The Navi says, "V'ha-Givonim lo min b'nei Yisrael," that the Givonim were not part of the Jewish people. Hema ki im miyaser ha-Emori, they're extra individuals from the Emori people. U'b'nei Yisrael nishpu'u lahem, but the Jewish people had an oath with them. V'yavakei Shaul ha-kosam b'kana oso l'v'nei Yisrael v'Yehuda. And what happened was, Shaul decided that he wanted to kill them because he was feeling extra zealous in his leadership over the Jewish people. And so, evidently, this is seen as something negative. But you'll see in a moment the reaction that David has, and it's almost shocking a little bit, at least if you read into it. So David then comes to the Givonim and he asks them, you know, how can we appease you? How can we make things better? But if you look at the Psukim, look at the actual verses, it's almost as if you can sense in his voice that there's a sarcasm. He says, you know, what can I do for you so that you can stop hurting Hashem's people? You know, like, in other words, come on, just forgive us and let's move on. I don't even understand why Hashem is hurting us in the first place. Again, this is a potential read into it, but it seems very unusual, you know, this entire introduction of this chapter. But okay, so what happens? So David, again, makes this request from the Givonim, please tell us what we can do. And they asked for 7 of the descendants of Shaul so that they could kill them. And what's perhaps even more amazing is that David agrees to this. So David then allows them to take these bodies and they kill them. And David then gathers the bones from Shaul and Yehonasan that were seemingly buried among the people of Yabesh Gilad. And then he also takes these 7 bodies of these people who were just killed, and he buries them all together in the territory of Binyamin. And the Navi then says, after all of this, the famine ends. And with this, we see a sort of an end to the political drama, or at least for momentarily, because the Navi tells us that there was a new war that occurred between the Plishti people and the Jewish people. They went to war again, so David and his men go down to fight them, and David becomes very tired, and there was someone who tried to take advantage of this, a Plishti man by the name of Yishbi Benov, and he tries to kill David, but Avishai ben Tsruya saves him, kills this attacker, but as a result of this too close for comfort situation, the soldiers tell David that he's not allowed to go to battle with them anymore because the risk is just quite frankly not worth it. And the death of a soldier, of course, is terrible, but the death of the king would be catastrophic. And so it would seem that David agrees, and they move forward from here. We do hear about several additional battles that take place between the Jewish people and the Plishti people, and the Jewish people were victorious in all of them. Sort of noteworthy among them is this battle that takes place with some weird-looking guy who we're told was enormous. He had almost a bit of a mutation. He had 6 fingers on each hand and 6 toes on each foot. But Yehonasan, who was the nephew of David, he kills him. And again, all seems to be well by the conclusion of this perek. And God willing, next time we'll continue with Perek Chaf Beis. But for now, we wish everyone a beautiful day.